Payne's Fishing and Hunting Show on the all-new KM 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Welcome to Kane Radio here, our Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show here on a big Friday. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
For our weekly hunting and fishing show here on Kane Radio. And, of course, we're on FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And each week, Ricky, these fine people are the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. We've got to thank Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the area code 337, our number is 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com. Anywhere in the world, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can pick up the show on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios of Kane Radio at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which I believe is open, but you know we got the Spanish Festival this weekend. Parking Bulany Plaza is
limited.
Closed. Yep. And closed down, so before you come down here, try to find a nice spot to park and all somewhere around downtown New Iberia. In the meantime, with that, Ricky, saltwater, freshwater fishing, what's going on?
Tony, I hadn't heard too much about saltwater. I know they're catching a few. With the basin being up, we took a little trip. I hadn't been over there in a while. We went last Sunday to Lake Martin. We caught 10 nice fish. We caught and released them all, and seen a couple of guys over there from New Iberia, but it was real windy. And right now, I guess, with the tournament they had at Lake Martin, the word got out, and they had a lot of boats over there. But we caught some good fish on spinnerbait. I say good. The biggest one was a little less than 4 pounds. And we had a bunch, Tony, in the 2-2.5 pound range. And we had a good trip. I hadn't been to Lake Martin in a while, but it's a beautiful little lake. And, it's got a lot of where they do tours. And, it's got a lot of activity on the lake. But you can kind of spread out. And what we did, we kind of got it in the back sets of trees and got away from everybody, and that's when we started catching.
Midway, the Wednesday night hog fights was a couple weeks ago over
right.
there, too, and they did a pretty good job, too, from Mike called in and told us about,
right.
too. So with that, anyway, you can look at the river stage right now at Butte La Rose. I pulled this up yesterday not knowing if I'd be able to get to it this morning. It seemed like days. We come on Friday mornings, and you go, man, there's not a whole lot to talk about with that, but all of a sudden, finding a lot of information and news this morning
right.
just kept us busy. Anyway, as of this morning, the river stage is right around 14 feet.
Yep.
It's expected to go up a little bit more to 14, 13, something like that, then level off for the next all the way into May.
Yep.
With that, and that's around 14 feet, give or take a little bit. Does it surprise you, Rick?
Yeah, it's kind of high, Tony. Well, for the areas that I like to fish. But, even in Henderson, the water's kind of high right now. But if you can get up in the upper end of Toy Toy and spots like that, you can catch a few fish. Now, it won't be long the brim are going to start bedding, so I should have some good reports about that.
Anyway, but right now, considering everything, the fishing's pretty good too, Rick.
Yeah.
It's, got some levels that don't understand. But in the meantime, of course, Red Snapper, I wonder, didn't see, I was – trying to pull up some reports, but usually that's about a week to 10 days after they turn in everything. So come maybe next week, we'll probably have some information on the Red Snapper.
Yeah.
But remind folks again, it kicked off Monday. Red Snapper, you go get your Red Snapper out there in the Gulf. Of course, you need to get that free recreational offshore landing permit.
Right.
And with that, of course, specific to the Red Snapper, and the Creole has allowed timely management of the fishery, longer seasons, larger bag limits, state management of red snapper. So pretty exciting. We got 934,000 pounds plus to catch, which opened Monday, April 15th. And, of course, the commissioner can come in and close it down, when he sees anticipated the
right.
limit hit. So, anyway, a good time all around with that, too, Rick, in that regard. Anyway, one of our locals, Rick, skipping around here, Caleb Summerall.
Yeah, well,
Caleb's brought
doing
that
good.
Up this morning, yep, so I started hunting around to see what was going on with Caleb over in Palatka, Florida, where he smashes the big limit for day one to lead the Bassmaster Elite Series on St. John's River.
Caleb said that was the best fishing so far, the best fishing day of his life, Tony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. With that. So, also... anyway, he, you know, boy, he's gotten in a lot of tournaments, and that's not cheap, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
With the expenses and all, with rooms, gas, hotel, food, whatever he may need or even. But he was boat 99 today, and so I'm wondering, Rick, of course, this tournament goes another, 2 days, I do believe.
Yeah,
huh?
It's a total of 4 days. Yeah, I think today is the second or third day, and Caleb did very well, and I noticed on the top 10 so far, we got, I say local, between here and Baton Rouge, there's three or four fishermen on that, Tony, that I would call local guys, which is good, you know. And right now, the Hack Attack sitting in, Greg Hackney is sitting in 10th place. And like I said, I hope Caleb can, he's going to need another spot or two, Tony. That's what I was telling you earlier. The St. John's River is kind of like fishing a basin. So, you know, you'd have to have kind of like a backup spot, because that's a big sack or a big bag that Caleb pulled off of that one spot, you know, that he was talking about in the article.
Uh-huh.
And you just, of course, it could be a spread out area now if he only worked in one area. So I'm kind of anxious to see today how Caleb, you know, how it comes out for him. And I'm hoping for the best for Caleb, because he deserves it.
Yeah, with an outgoing tide in the morning, said Caleb fared well by working with the falling water. His best action came in the afternoon, as he drew upon his Southern Louisiana tide.
That's right.
Base fishing know-how, and I think the tide was the key. He also stated that I think a couple of other guys that fished in the Salt Springs didn't key on something specific, Caleb said. Anytime you fish for spawning fish on the tide, 6 inches of water over their head, and it's a big deal. And
makes a difference.
Oh, it does, and I know you've mentioned that a few times too. Caleb said he caught his bedfish by pitching a mix of Texas rig plastics.
Yep.
Patience, he said, was essential, but a couple of, I want to say, Persinicki fish tested his resolve. I fished the slowest I fished in my entire life.
Yep.
He said, I was just too calm in my zone, and I got the bites. I worked on one fish for about 2 hours, and I switched to a missile baits 48, and on the first cast, I got her to eat it.
Yep.
So good luck to him, man, Rick.
I hope he hangs on, Tony.
That's right. He's our local champ here, and he's done a good job and all that. So with that.
I think after the day, they cut it down to the top 10, Tony.
I think you're right, too. Yep. I read that somewhere, too, in that article with that. So, you know, Rick, a young man that's been fishing proactive for a few years now.
Had some
good luck, had some bad luck along the way. But
like you said, he's had it tough in Florida, and hopefully he can hang on and turn that around this time.
But 28.8 pounds of fish with five. Yeah. That's pretty impressive day for Caleb.
That's like, what, 5.7 ounces per fish? That's a good sack, good limit.
Yeah, pretty good day for him, too. With that, another tournament locally, though, as a 4-plus-pound bass that charged and smashed a hollow-bodied plastic frog. Hagan Ritchie said the 4-pound, 5.5-pound bass somehow hooked outside his mouth on the top of the head, which was more interesting, well, than suspenseful. Anyway, that's with regard to the bass anchors winning LBC limit at Lake Force Point last week. So, anyway... Richie and Wyatt, I want to say, or I'm trying to catch Wyatt's first name there. Don't know if you might know either one of these young men, Wyatt Veroni of Morris, a friend he met while both were at UL Lafayette.
Yep.
That's right. And arrived for their first spot to find out eight other boats fishing. They fished for approximately an hour before leaving with a light five bass limit at 7 pounds. They spent the rest of the day bouncing around Texaco Field. Richie said they found the back one of the canals with plenty of shad and concentrated on an area after boating 2.5-pound class bass. And around later on that afternoon, close to time, they'd have to take off and return to weigh in. Richie's Black Spro popping frog was hammered by a 4.5-pound bass he hooked up. And that's the fish he saved us, he said. They brought us 8, 9 pounds, almost 12. And after the winners took a $720 day for first place, $160 for the Lunker Bass of the tournament. Mike Senatare, our old Mike Senatare, also with Brooke Morrison of Lafayette, finished second with 10.5 pounds for $432. Third place was nailed down by Rusty Owens and B.J. Frank, both of good old New Iberia. The limit tipped the digital scale at 9 pounds, 7.5 ounces, worth $288. Rich, you finished 2 years on the UL fishing team.
Yep.
Didn't know that. So good to him, was upbeat after his win with the Big Bass third tournament of the year. So congratulations to him, too, Rick.
Yep.
Just another good day, too. Of course, I'll remind folks about the Red Snapper season. Opened up on the 15th, which was Monday, and it's going to run. The way things going the last few years, Rick, a lot of bass being caught from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and with that, hopefully we can see how the results are going to come after Labor Day. When the fishing slows down a little bit and the guys start thinking about ducks and deer and everything else with that. So anyway, the Monday opening day for Red Snapper out in the Gulf. They've got time to catch, I guess, additional 5 weeks. And last year we didn't hit our limits, so hopefully we can see more people going out to fish. Four snapper limit, I do believe. And so
it's pretty early this year.
Yeah, you're right. 6 weeks ahead of time. So with that. Anyway, come Monday morning, all outside waters open to shrimpers after the wildlife fisheries biologists determined that the white shrimp in the water between Marsh Island and Freshwater Bayou had grown to marketable size, and that area had been closed for several weeks because of the predominance of the small and white shrimp. So good luck to you guys out there, too. Usually it seemed like the white shrimp would start a little later.
I was going to say a little later. Maybe because the water's warming up a little earlier, Tony? Could be. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't realize that with that. So, anyway, interesting how things are evolving right now with that. Also a major step, too, both the American Sports Fishermen Association and the National Shooting Sports Foundation headed up praise for the U.S. House of Representatives for a unanimous vote passing the expanded public lands outdoor the recreation experiences, and with that, just quickly, the long-debated move improving public fishing and hunting access, along with the planned upgrades in facilities and infrastructure on public lands and waters. The Act includes national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. By making the outdoor recreation a priority, Congress has shown its support for America with a 54.5 million anglers and the 148 billion sport fishermen economy they support. The NSSF got behind the Range Act and included the bill requires the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to have at least one qualifying recreational shooting range in each national forest, and also with the district, which is crucial to ensuring safe public recreational shooting. The Explore Act also contains provisions to improve hunting and recreational shooting areas. The United States Senate must pass Explore, but it needs to be signed by the president. And from what I'm understanding, that's pretty much in pretty good shape for that regard in that. Elsewhere, also want to remind folks, too, about next weekend and the 2024 Jackie Savoy Memorial Big Bass Classic, Rick.
Yep.
With that, I know that Big Bass Classic is so important to a lot of charities here in the area. With that and that tournament scheduled for next Saturday at Marshville Landing on Lake Force Point, Acadiana Bass Anglers will compete for that hourly bass, which I think is great in that regard, too, Rick. And entry fee is $150 per boat with a guaranteed $4,000 going to the three biggest bass each hour, $250, $150, and $100, and $2,000 to the first, second, and third place finishers in the biggest limit division. So, and basically, T. Savoy has made it a point to emphasize the Big Bass Angler part of the popular fundraiser. Also added the experience with live bands and a cook-off. So, and there are numerous raffle items that sold at each event and contributed to the fundraiser. Major raffle this year item is an all-expense-paid 5-day, 6 nights bow hunting of a lifetime at the Double Deuce Ranch in Powersville, North Central Missouri. The $5 tickets have been sold for the trip worth nearly $3,000, and the hunt itself said cost $2,150. It covers the $265 license and adds a $400 for travel expenses. So, anyway, great tournament for a great cause,
yep,
Rick.
Good fundraiser, yep.
You know, we've, you know, I know you've been involved with it here at the station. We have for years,
yep,
too,
oh,
gone,
yeah,
by. So, anyway, the chief benefactors of the Lydia Cancer Society and the Acadiana Hope for a Cause. So,
yep,
of course, the namesake tournament was given back in the day when Jackie passed away back in 2021, and T renamed the tournament in February of 2021. And, you know, he's going to thank all you guys out there that fish, yep, and all. And hopefully after COVID's kind of gone away, they had some tough times there with the COVID and
right,
all. But in the meantime,
they should have a bunch of boats, Tony. Like you said,
yeah,
it picked up last year, and hopefully this year it'll be even better.
Yeah, and hopefully that the weather will cooperate.
I was,
you know, Rick,
say that, yeah.
And I hadn't, yeah, looked up maybe with regards to what the anticipated weather looks like 8 days from now. But we'll see. It should be pretty interesting, though, in that,
yeah,
regard. Anyway, if you love fishing, the Louisiana Department of Health issues advisories for eating fish from 11 Louisiana bodies of water.
Yep.
Yeah, and the fish consumption advisories have been issued for 11 bodies of water in Louisiana, according to the state issues. Precautionary, it's a precautionary, but it's something that to stay up on with that, with unacceptable levels of mercury are detected in fish or shellfish, and the advisories were brought to the Department of Health, Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality, and Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. The committee votes to gut Louisiana's open records law. We'll see. Anyway, the Department of Environmental Quality samples fish data and is used by the department to either make new advisories or change ones that are in place. And according to that, the fish consumption advisories in the state are based on estimate that average residents eat 4 meals of fish per month, with 1 meal equaling a half a pound. Anyway, some of those areas, Bayou Dorchette, Black Bayou Lake, Black Lake and Clear Lake, Caddo Lake, Corny Lake, Grand Bayou Reservoir, Ivan Lake, Kepler Creek Lake, Toledo Bend Reservoir, interesting.
No.
It's an updated advisory. Vernon Lake and Lake Maurepaugh out of the New Orleans area, I guess, between I-55 out in that area. And the department said that because of mercury contamination, there are now fish consumption advisories in 51 waterways in Louisiana and one for the Gulf of Mexico.
Remember 1 year, Tony, just to bring it up, Henderson was high on the chart, and I don't know how you get rid of mercury or if it just wears down or wears off. I don't know, but 1 year Henderson was highly way up on the chart.
Yeah, how long ago could you
It's
call?
Been about 15 years ago.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And, of course, you also have advisories sometimes out even in the Gulf, too,
right,
with that. So,
yeah, with the dead zone or red zone, whatever they
call it. Yeah, the dead zone, which, you know, grows and shrinks and grows again. I think the only thing good of a hurricane, it mixes up that water,
yeah,
too, in some regard. But the dead zone continues to grow some, but in the meantime. But elsewhere, Rick, it's just interesting. Also, I want to remind folks, too, that the I mentioned a little bit earlier, the shrimp season is open in remaining state outside waters on April 15th. So check the coordinates that you fish in and all with the Marsh Island area to as I mentioned, freshwater bayou and all. So anyway, I'm not sure where those coordinates lead you. I tell you to go to the
website.
That's right, and check it out.
Check it out.
And make sure I don't want to give you some inaccurate coordinates. And
well, you know for sure.
That's right. So it's just important to do that in that regard. So anyway, time to take our first break. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show here on FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
Discover Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun Foods' delicious lines of seasoned red beans, white beans, black-eyed peas, sweet jalapeno relish, Ragin' Cajun roux, rice dressing, gumbo, jambalaya, etouffee, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, and the new Ragin' Cajun stovetop shrimp boil, gator rub, and sizzling steak seasoning. Ragin' Cajun, the original recipes have been handcrafted here in Acadiana since 1985. folks. Ask them for that Ragin' Cajun. Save bomb.
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local carrier dealer. Turn to the carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Slyman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by GolfBalls.com and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Cane. Stream us live on Cane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Cane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Cane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries commercial license and trip ticket staff. Well, the field hall office location starting, this week, it's opened up in New Orleans. They're going to bounce around the state, so you, some of you commercial fishermen, beginning tomorrow, I should say, they started on the 16th, but in our area, the Lafayette office is one of the last offices to open up for the commercial fishermen. Instead of driving all the way to Baton Rouge, you can go to Dulles Drive in Lafayette May 1st or 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And commercial license sales. Acceptable forms of payment will include personal checks, cashier's checks, money orders, cash. Customers purchasing licenses are asked to bring their license renewal notices to avoid processing delays. And first-time applicants can apply by mail or in person. When applying in person, you must provide the following. Resident applicants must provide proof of residency, such as a Louisiana driver's license held continuously for 12 months, a voter's registration, a vehicle registration, state income tax. Non-resident applicants must provide proof of residency from their domiciliary state, such as a driver's license, voter registration, vehicle registration, and state income tax. Applicants applying for a license in a business name must provide documentation showing proof of a valid federal tax ID assigned to his business, and name and proof of authorization signature and or occupational license will be required. Meanwhile, with that, other areas, if you want to get a run on it, but, you know, driving to Baton Rouge, I think it's a lot easier maybe than going to Lake Charles or New Orleans or possibly to the Berg office over in the Houma area, which is 468 Texaco Gulf Road. You can pull that up on the site and get your information and all of that. More information about the trip ticket program, including how two videos, is available on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. So you can pull that up. And for trip ticket inquiries, you can call them. You can find all that on the website up on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. So interesting yep. mm-hmm. information, too, in that regard. Elsewhere, Rick, it looks like the latest black bear notice of intent move proposed is going forward, and it looks like that's going to take place, Rick. Looks like somebody, at least, 10 people, would be hunting black yep. bear this year.
Right.
And the amended black bear season approved, and it's going to open in December in North Louisiana. Of course, the Louisiana black bear hunting season is rounding into shape after the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission passed an amendment to the season structure during last Thursday's meeting in Baton Rouge. The commission approved the amended notice of intent to open the season December 7th in the state's Bear Management Unit 4, which takes in all of Tensaw Parish, Madison Parish, East Carroll and West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. The season is scheduled to end December the 22nd, and I'm kind of mixed about that, but I don't live up in that part of the state. And, the nuisance bears, and this is strictly male bears, and not females or cubs.
Right, and you got classes, Tony, you have to go to, and then I understand it's going to be a lottery drawing. You know,
And I think 10 is the max number they'll be able to shoot this year.
Yeah.
And
you can't just shoot. You got to, you know.
Yeah,
like
you better know your bears. Yeah. I guess that's what those classes going to, because a male bear is a lot bigger than a female bear. And I don't know, I guess some of those black bears could hit 250, 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with that, I don't know, I'm kind of mixed on this with that.
Right.
And I don't live up in North Louisiana. You know, we got bears down here.
Oh, yeah. You often wonder, Tony, is 10 bears going to make a difference? I mean, I'm just talking. I don't know. I'm not a bear hunter, or, you know, just to say.
And I don't know how they factor in, not 10 or 8 or 12. Or anything of that nature. So, but it looks like we got bear hunt in Louisiana, first time in years. With that, and the first bear season in decades will be handled by a lottery drawing, as you mentioned, and Louisiana resident hunters. Anyone applying for the lottery must be properly licensed. Hunters selected will be required to attend a wildlife and fisheries bear hunting training course. A lottery regulations will be posted after the notice is published in the state register and becomes part of the 2024 and 2025 hunting season and regulations with that. So,
and I know, Tony, a lot of people is opposed to, but they're moving forward with it. So I guess, like you said, we just have to wait and see how it pans out, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to fire up that, but like I said, in the meantime, it's going to be interesting to
like
see how
said,
that all comes into play.
Yeah, will 8, 10, or 12 bears make a difference? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right about that, too, with that. Something, they're going to have boater education courses that will be offered next weekend, April the 27th, at various state locations. I advise.
It's a good thing, Tony.
Absolutely.
I wish I had time. I just like to go to sit in.
Yeah, and
you know?
Sit in with those type of course. I'm sure they're limited, but they're around the state. You can go to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and try to find out and pick up some of that in that regard.
Right.
And see what takes place all through that in the meantime.
And like you said, there's a certain age of breakdown. You have to have that card.
That's right. I think it's January 1st, 1984, you know, with
have
boating
your motor
courses.
Certificate.
That's right.
Yep. Registration
and
card.
And if you want to drive something higher than a 10-horsepower motor, you better
have
that
good
certificate.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why are that cutoff? Don't know, but that's where the cutoff is.
Right.
So if you're... born after January 1st, 1984, you better get that certificate to drive anything horsepower above 10 horsepower on your boat. And, you know.
You got to take the class.
That's right. So with that, again, why that date, don't know. But I'm sure there was a reason for that. Of course, today, Rick, what's the biggest outboard motor you've seen on a boat?
500 horsepower.
Yep. I mean, that's just...
a lot of 300s out there, but it just came out with a 500.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. Yep. I remember when 300 was a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, this thing looks like a refrigerator sitting on the back of the boat.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I'm trying to even think what regulation would be the length you'd have. Yep. What kind of length you'd have
for that
boat?
Have to have at least a 21, 22-footer, because that's a big engine.
Gee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that boat do 80, 90 miles an hour.
Oh, over 100.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be in it.
No, not at all. Not at all in that case. Just looking over some other info here.
Yes, sir.
On some things to talk about here in that. Anyway, we talked about the jump on the red snapper happening Monday. The shrimp looks like a little more opportunity there. Of course, if you love fishing, they got 11 bodies of water. Now with the mercury, that's something to let our folks know. We'll try to have a little more info on mercury getting into
the
fresh water and possibly
What's the longevity water. And how does it get there? You know,
what goes on with mercury in the water? It should be an interesting information to give our listeners here on our Fishing and Hunting Show each morning too. With that, anyway, of course, the education courses and other things taking place. And heck, next Friday we'll have talk about our champion winner out there in Palatka, Florida, Caleb Summerall.
I got my I wish him the best, bro.
But you know, he said in that he just took his time and settled in and used the tides that that beckoned back here for him, and thinking things through for him. And, congratulations,
and,
Caleb.
And
keep
certain,
going, man.
Certain types of fishing, Tony, Caleb's absolutely right. You just have to have patience. Like he said, that big fish wouldn't hit nothing else. He made one bait change, and I think it was his biggest fish was like a 5.5. And first cast, first flip, he caught her, you know. So it makes a difference sometimes. You just got to, you know, just work them slow and take your time. And he said that in the article, that it paid off. Now, I just hope Caleb's got a few more fish in that area and he can find another area too, because, you know, I think it's after the day, the top 10, they drop it down to the top 10. So, you know, you're going to have to really, because these guys, you know, that's in the top 10, like the Hack Attack and them other guys, it's but hopefully Caleb will have another, what we call a honey hole, Tony, or one or two.
That's right.
And hopefully he can hang on, because he's got like a 5-pound lead right now. So
boy, that one fish.
Well, thank you. That's what I was about to say. But hopefully, Caleb, I wish you the best, bro.
We do too.
Oh, yeah.
Here for our local guy.
Yeah, but we'll keep up with it. Oh, yeah.
So good luck to him. And I'm sure there's a nice monetary play in this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, and again, top 10.
Yeah.
Not top 25 or 20. Mm-hmm. It's 10.
Top 10.
So good luck to Caleb.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, in the meantime, the tides this weekend here today, Friday, the 19th of April. We're already here. Wow.
Yep.
Anyway, the sun rose at 6:36, and meanwhile, the sunset will be at 7:38 in the high and low tide chart. The first high tide was at 1:08 this morning. The next high tide will be at 2:56 p.m. Meanwhile, the first low tide, it's about a half hour away or so, 8:20 a.m. The next low tide at 9:01 p.m. tonight. Saturday, the 20th of April, sunrise at 6:35, sunset at 7:38. High and low tide chart, we see that the first high tide will be at 2:24 a.m. The next high tide at 2:57 p.m. The first low tide Saturday will be at 9 a.m. and the next low tide at 9:10 p.m. Meanwhile, Sunday, the 21st of April, the sun will rise in Southwest Pass in Vermilion Bay at 6:34, sunset at 7:39. In the high and low tide chart, we see that the first high tide will be at 3:29 a.m. and the next high tide at 2:59 p.m. The first low tide will be at 9:36 a.m. Sunday morning, and the next low tide at 9:26 p.m. that evening. The average water temperature in Southwest Pass, Vermilion Bay, 69 degrees, not too bad, considering the weather's warmed up a little bit in that regard, Rick. But anyway, we wouldn't be here each Friday if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. We've got to thank our sponsors, Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.